Thank you, Sarah. We are delighted to welcome new listener Mr. Graham Rushmer from Fundenhall. We hope you enjoy hearing Chatterbox. So, we begin with our first batch of news stories, which include concerns that a new Kraken COVID wave will heap more pressure on our hospital. Hopes a new paramedic team to treat 999 patients will ease the NHS crisis, and the Royal Arcade's new florist with a difference is about to open.
Further pressure will be heaped on Norfolk's stretched hospitals and healthcare system within weeks as a new variant of COVID-19 spreads, an expert has warned. Professor Paul Hunter, who specialises in infectious diseases, said the Omicron variant XBB 1.5, nicknamed Kraken, is already in the UK and is likely to lead to a new surge in COVID cases in a couple of weeks' time. It comes as the country's hospitals and NHS services are already struggling to cope with growing numbers of people needing treatment due to the twindemic of COVID and influenza. Professor Hunter, based at the University of East Anglia, said Kraken is already here and it had been spreading in the United States before this. Against the backdrop of hospitals and the NHS struggling to cope, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said that patients were not getting the care they deserve. He said national bed capacity was being increased by 7,000 and money had been available to ease bed blocking.
The latest spate of fly tipping in a city hotspot has ignited calls for more to be done to prevent more incidents of the crime. Large furniture items have been found dumped around Noland Grove in the Wensum Ward area of the city off Marlpit Lane. The abandoned waste, which has since been cleared by council representatives, included a sofa, sofa bed, bedside tables and other household items. Norwich City Council encourages incidents of fly tipping, whatever the scale, to be reported to the body to be investigated and cleared. But last year, only one fine of £270 was issued by the council for fly tipping, despite communities and councillors regularly reporting incidents in their spare time, in a bid to combat the issue. A city council spokeswoman said, "The council has launched the Love Norwich, Play Your Part campaign to tackle environmental crime. Fly tipping is a criminal activity and we encourage anyone who comes across fly tipping on public land to report it to us with as much detail as possible through our website, norwich.gov.uk/report.
A new team of specially trained paramedics is being deployed to treat 999 patients in their own homes in an effort to ease huge pressures on the region's hospitals. The Ambulance Trust is recruiting dozens of specialist medics to be sent out in cars on emergency calls which are not considered life-threatening. Bosses hope that they will free up ambulance crews for more serious incidents and reduce the number of patients who are conveyed to hospital, but then forced to wait hours in the back of vehicles before they are admitted into A&E. It comes as NHS officials warn of massive pressures on the region's health services, with the local watchdog warning patients are facing waits of more than 12 hours to be admitted to wards at Norfolk's three acute hospitals.
A 5-year jail term for a man from London who was running a county line in Norwich has disrupted the flow of drugs into the city. Tyrone Harris, aged 32, of Lansdowne Drive, Hackney, appeared at Norwich Crown Court after admitting to being concerned in the supply of both crack cocaine and heroin, and possession with intent to supply crack cocaine. Harris was arrested after a search of his bedroom in London, found two mobile phones and drugs, mainly crack cocaine, worth between £10,000 and £15,000. The telephone line was shown to be in contact with hundreds of mobile phone numbers, some of which were known to belong to Class A drug users in Norwich. He was sentenced to 60 months for each of the three charges to run concurrently.
The opening date for a florist has been revealed as more independent businesses flood to a bustling city centre shopping strip. Billed as a florist with a difference, Basil and Pip is owned and run by Gemma Murray. The bricks and mortar studio focusing on flowers and events was originally set to open in Norwich's Royal Arcade by the end of November. But now the latest addition to the historic Grade 2 listed thoroughfare is due to open on Thursday, January the 26th. Raised in Edinburgh, Gemma trained as a florist 5 years ago and up sticks to Norfolk from London with her 7-year-old son. Gemma has previously described Norwich as having a lovely, buzzing atmosphere where an abundance of visual creativity and history occurs. Using natural and homemade products is key. The store will stock a range of candles, soaps and self-care treatments, as well as books on flower arranging and self-care plus cards for all occasions. She envisions Basil and Pip will be a non-traditional and multi-functioning florist space, focusing on sustainability and using natural biodegradable products and reusable and recyclable packaging.